Hello, listeners. Welcome once again to Everyday English. In an earlier lesson, we discussed the words some and any. We said that the word some was used in statements and not in questions, negative and conditional sentences. There is one property shared by the respective meanings of these three types of sentence in which some is not normally used, and that is uncertainty. There are, however, exceptions to this rule. The word some implies certainty in certain contexts. For this reason, in some types of question, we use some when we want to imply a degree of certainty, although questions, as pointed out earlier, imply uncertainty. More specifically, we use some when we are certain of the answer to our question. Sometimes, we expect the answer to our question to be yes. For example, listen to this.
Did you see some men outside?
Yes, I did.
The question was,
did you see some men outside?
Did you see some men outside? Instead of, did you see any men outside? And because Kofi expected the answer to his question to be yes, he used the word some instead of any. He was certain there were some men outside. And as he expected, he got the answer yes. If he had not been certain that there were some men outside, he would have said,
did you see any men outside?
Here's another question. Now listen to it and the short exchange that follows.
Don't you hear some noises outside?
No, I don't.
I'm surprised you don't. There must be something wrong with your senses today.
Possibly.
Kofi is naturally surprised because he got the answer no from Aju. He was expecting the answer yes. Another important situation in which we use some in questions is when we're making offers. For example,
would you like some tea?
Yes, please.
We use some in such situations because we hope the person we're making the offer to will say yes. Now, listen to this short exchange, will you?
Hi, Ajo. I wasn't expecting to meet you in the house at this time of the day.
Well, I'm taking it easy. I haven't much to do. Shall I pour you out some tea?
Yes.
Would you like some biscuits with it?
Yes.
Would you like some sugar in it?
Yes.
And some cheese?
Yes.
In this short dialogue, you've heard the word some used in questions a number of times. Aju asks,
shall I pour you out some tea?
This is because she hopes Kofi will say yes. She expects him to accept her offer. It is a polite way of making an offer. She asks later,
would you like some biscuits with it?
Here too, some was used and not any. And this is because she hoped Kofi would say yes to her offer. And finally,
and some sugar?
Yes.
And some cheese?
And some sugar? And some cheese? In all such situations, it would be wrong to use any instead of some. It would be inappropriate to make an offer by saying,
shall I pour you out any tea? Would you like any biscuits with it? Would you like any sugar in it? And any cheese?
Using any in these contexts would imply the person making the offer either expects the offer to be declined or is making the offer not freely. Now let's listen to some of the sentences once more.
Did you see some men outside? Did you hear some noises?
Shall I pour you out some tea?
In conclusion to this lesson on some and any, I'd like to make a few comments on any. One important aspect of the meaning of any is that it refers to very general objects and ideas. For example, if someone tells you,
"Put on any dress you like,"
he means to say you are not restricted to your choice of dress. You can put on anything you like. Here are a few more examples of the generality and unrestrictedness of meaning.
You can bring any friends.
No restriction.
Any of these will do.
Any of these will do. No restriction. Every one of these qualifies. In using the word any in this sense, stress is important. Any receives normal stress. Listen again. Note that any is not given special stress.
You can bring any friends.
No stress on any.
Any of these will do.
Any of these will do. No stress. Now, the word any can be used to express the opposite of generality or unrestrictedness. Here, emphatic stress is important. Let's compare the implications of the two sentences.
I don't want you to bring any friends here.
I don't want you to bring any friends here. The sentence means, I wouldn't like you to bring friends of yours here at all. Not one, not two, not six. And that's very general and unrestricted.
I don't want you to bring any friends here.
Not black, not white, not small, not tall. A very general and specific restriction. But now listen to this and pay attention to stress.
I wouldn't like you to bring any friends here.
I wouldn't like you to bring any friends here. The sentence implies you can bring friends here. You can bring friends here. But they should be special and of a certain kind.
I wouldn't like you to bring any friends here.
I wouldn't like you to bring any friends here. The two sentences contrast in meaning and implication. Compare, I don't want you to bring any friends here. That's very general. And I don't want you to bring any friends here. Only friends of a specified kind are allowed. Such friends possibly belong to a certain club, or age, or social standing. Now, here are some more pairs.
I don't entertain any guests in my private apartment.
That's no guests whatsoever are allowed in my private apartment.
I don't entertain any guest in my private apartment.
That is, I allow some guests of a restricted kind. They must be special. I'm very selective about my choice of guests to my apartment.
We don't admit any visitors.
That's, visitors are not allowed. No visitor whatsoever is allowed. And notice there was no stress on the word any. Now, listen to this. Any is given emphatic stress.
We don't admit any visitor.
We don't admit any visitor. That is, visitors are allowed, but only visitors of a restricted nature are allowed. In writing, the stress is indicated with either uppercase letters, that is, capitals, or italics. Note also that the stressed word any is accompanied by the rising intonation generally. For example, we don't admit any visitor, or we don't admit any visitor. That is, we admit some specified or special visitors. I don't entertain any guests. That some guests are allowed, but they must be special. That's all, listeners. Goodbye.